today, Hillsborough County Commissioners approved a motion to conduct a public hearing early next year on a proposal to steer up to $40 million to parks throughout the county. The motion was spearheaded by Commissioner Brian Blair, who spoke of it in the immediate aftermath of the board rejecting Commissioner Jim Norman's dream of a championship park. Blair says that a viable plan can be developed to use some or all of the $40 million allocated for Norman's Park throughout the county. The money would come from the Community Investment Tax, or CIT. Several citizens, including a few youth sports coaches, spoke up before the vote today, advocating that the county do something to help out the kids. Woody Luke works with the West Chase Colts youth football team. He says the club has been needing a park to call its own since they were created 6 years ago.
I know the West Chase Colts organization itself has turned away hundreds of kids year after year because we just have nowhere to go. We have nowhere to put them. And as our community grows, we need more land, more space, and more money designated so that we can continue to nurture our children, keep them off the streets, teach them about sportsmanship, friendship, and continue just to be a part of the community.
Dean Walter said he recently moved to Hillsborough County and was stunned to learn that children in South County are on long waiting lists to play various sports. He says he helped create a group called the South Shore Junior Longhorns to alleviate some of that overcrowding.
We're willing to serve the children in Hillsborough County, 300 kids, and dedicate our time and our resources for the benefit of the kids of the South Shore community. All we ask is that we have a nice, clean, safe playing facility and practice facility that are for your kids.
In making his pitch to his colleagues, Brian Blair mentioned the success of local athletes in Hillsborough County and says with more facilities, there would be more opportunities for the youth in the area to realize their potential.
We are at the top, in the top of the nation, in athletes that come out of Hillsborough County. Can you imagine what we could do with more fields, more opportunities, how many more kids, how much more self-esteem we could build in these children? We've got the volunteers. We need the facilities.
And Blair said the CIT has funded many other projects since its creation in 1996, but not the Parks and Recreation Department.
Schools came first. Then it was public safety. Then it was roads and infrastructure. Then we had the stadium on there. And then we had Parks and Recreation. Well, disproportionately, Parks and Recreation has not been funded. We need to put more dollars where our heart and soul is of this community, and that is in our children.
Mark Thornton is the director of Parks, Recreation, and Conservation in the county. He said about 30% of the fields in Hillsborough County have been built from CIT funds since 2003, and he said a needs assessment survey for parks is almost ready to be presented to the board. CIT funding is available for capital projects, like the building of new parks, but is not available for operations, such as upkeeping those facilities. This has become a bigger issue after state-mandated budget cuts were implemented by the state legislature earlier this year, and Thornton said he feared that could happen if new parks were constructed now.
Operational dollars with any capital dollars now are the issue, and when we put together any kind of capital plan, we've got to be very careful of how we're going to maintain it. What I don't want to happen is that we build it, and if the first day we open it, that's when you need to take the picture because that's the best it's going to look. That's critical. There's a lot of work that'll have to be done in looking at how we spend any dollars, $40 million or $1, in how we take care of it. I couldn't recommend building anything unless we have a plan to maintain it, and we're struggling with that right now. So.
Last month, when Commission Chair Jim Norman looked for allies in support of his championship park, he found no supporters in a board that is 6-1 Republican. Some of the comments made by the board today indicated that they were not that much more in support of Brian Blair's proposal, such as Commissioner Rose Ferlita.
I just am not sure that we really need to go with this $40 million for Parks and Recs simply because Championship Park failed.
Commissioner Ken Hagan referenced his past as a coach to emphasize his dedication to fighting for new park facilities in the county. But he said he couldn't vote for anything until he gets a chance to see the assessment study being prepared by the Parks and Rec Department.
If we're talking about a matter of weeks until we have a clear understanding of what our needs are, again, I'll be the first one to make the motion. We need it in South County. We need it here. Need it there. I'm there. But I'm struggling to find the sense of urgency here.
Commissioner Mark Sharp said he agreed with Brian Blair that parks are a top priority. and he suggested that the county wait until the results come in from the January 29th election. That's when Floridians will vote on a property tax reduction that could lead to further budget cuts by the county.
Why don't we take the middle course here, allow the study to be completed, allow it to be presented to the board, allow the public to have a full dialogue, have the discussion.
When his dreams of a championship park went down to defeat last month, Commissioner Jim Norman bitterly remarked on how the kids of Hillsborough County were the big losers. In a riff on that same theme, he again spoke out angrily that parks are being ignored by the commission.
You know what? If the media beats me up all day long and writes column after column after column how bad it is for me wanting this money for kids, throw me out of office because of kids. My God. Throw me out of office if you don't, because that's my passion. If this community doesn't want and support kids, I shouldn't be in office. I'm telling you that, because that is what I'm dying for here.
Before the debate ended, Commissioner Brian Blair threw in this comment.
We've got kids running around with nothing to do but stand on the corner and smoke crack or find a gang to get into while we're sitting here squabbling over whether we should invest in our children.